Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. It is Glenn the Outlaw here on this Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 26th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. And while you're right now figuring out how to turn your scale back 10 pounds, let's go on now to our local news. On November 23rd at 10:46 p.m., the Hardy County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call in regards to the shooting of a person on Osprey Lane in Wauchula. The caller stated a person had been shot and needed an ambulance. Deputies arrived on scene within 7 minutes and were directed into a residence where a person, name and information being withheld due to Marcy's Law, was found lying on the floor from an apparent gunshot. Hardy County Fire Rescue arrived on scene once it was determined to be safe and transported the victim to Advent Health Wauchula, where they were then flown to a trauma center. As of November 25th, the victim is still hospitalized and listed as in critical condition. Investigators are still working to follow up on all leads into the shooting. Anyone with information is asked to call the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Once again, 863-773-4144 or Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, where you will remain fully anonymous and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on the free Hardy County Sheriff's Office mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. From the city of Wauchula also, normal garbage collection for today will take place on Friday due to the Thanksgiving holiday. Once again, today's garbage collection will be on Friday, November 27th, and the Hardy County Department of Health will resume COVID-19 testing on Friday from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m., limited to those only with symptoms of COVID-19. Once again, testing is on Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., limited to those only experiencing symptoms. Results may take up to 72 hours or longer. Please remain quarantined until your test result is available. Your local events, the Hardy Help Center is putting on an Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class on December 2nd and 3rd at 10 a.m. at the historic City Hall, 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. It is a free one-hour workshop designed to help people make better nutritional and physical activity choices based on the dietary guidelines and the physical activity guidelines for Americans. Michelle Maldonado from UF/IFAS Extension Office will be teaching the classes. Attendees will receive a holiday bag including a turkey or ham, one per household. You may register by calling Lori at 863-773-0034. Once again, you can call Lori to sign up at 863-773-0034. The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Kelly Educational Services is looking for a substitute teacher in Fort Meade. You must have at least 30 college credit hours completed in order to sign up. And if you'd like to become a substitute paraprofessional, you must have a high school diploma or GED. Kemper Sports Incorporated has many available jobs at the Streamsong Resort in Bowling Green, such as a steward, reservations agent, security agent, and much, much more. And the Mentor Network in Avon Park is looking for a direct support professional, a high school diploma or GED, valid driver's license with a good record, and successful clearance of background checks are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchua Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message, as they will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news for the day. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for November 26, 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 87, mostly sunny with no chance of rain. Excellent air quality. The maximum UV index is 4. Winds east-southeast at 6 miles an hour. Wind gusts 8 miles an hour. The humidity is 60% humid. Dew point 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover is 26%. Visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:22 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, patchy fog early this morning, sunny, highs in the lower 80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog toward morning, lows in the lower 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, patchy fog early in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. And Friday night, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, then becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to today's agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Americans will eat about 16 pounds of turkey per person this year, an average the USDA says has remained fairly stable in recent years. California ranks 8th in the nation in turkey production, with most being fresh. The USDA says wholesale prices for frozen birds have risen this year, though retailers often offer special prices on turkeys for the holidays. With more Americans at home during the coronavirus pandemic, 2020 has been a banner year for butter, following a large uptick in home baking and cooking. The USDA reports butter production is up 6% over the first 9 months of 2020 and on track to top 2 billion pounds for the first time since 1943. DairyHerd.com reports while butter use has grown over the past four decades, it gained momentum in the early 2000s and finally outsold margarine in 2005. The Biden transition team is hinting at new policies that impact agriculture, including an emphasis on climate change. According to the Washington Post, a Biden administration wants to embed action on climate change across the breadth of the federal government, from the Departments of Agriculture to Treasury to State, expanding it beyond environmental agencies. AgWeb.com reports one idea is to establish a so-called carbon bank under USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, possibly paying farmers and foresters to store carbon in their soils.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Feed the Future is the U.S. government's global hunger and poverty alleviation program, which includes 21 innovation labs across the U.S. One of those is located at the University of Florida, where Bola Adisagan is the director.
So our lab is called the Feed the Future Innovation Lab for Livestock Systems, and we focus on using animal source foods to improve the nutrition, the incomes, the livelihoods, and the health of vulnerable people in 8 countries in Asia and Africa.
The program involves a partnership between the university and researchers in these developing countries to address the root causes of poverty, malnutrition, and hunger.
We use animal source foods because compared to other types of food, they contain more in terms of quantity, and then more bioavailable sources of key micronutrients like zinc, like iron, like iodine and vitamin B12. And that's in addition to the high quality protein that they contain. So, the World Health Organization has described them as the ideal food for infants aged 6 to 23 year olds.
Especially on this day of Thanksgiving, we appreciate efforts like this one to create a more food secure planet.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street, even as gains for technology companies pushed the NASDAQ for its first record high close since September. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%, but is still holding on to a gain of 11% for the month. Industrial energy and healthcare stocks accounted for much of the selling. The Dow eased below 30,000 a day after passing that milestone for the first time. U.S. markets will be closed for Thanksgiving and be open for half a day on Friday. The Dow lost 173 points to 29,872. The NASDAQ gained 57 to 12,094. The S&P 500 off 5 to 3,629. New York oil up 88 cents to $45.80 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Alabama is number one of the first college football playoff rankings of the season. Tide coach Nick Saban says the coronavirus has made his team's 7-0 run to the top of the rankings more challenging.
How can we do the things that we need to do to try to continue to improve as a team and individually and collectively, you know, try to accomplish goals that we have for the season? And, you know, the guys have been pretty good at that. It's a little different. You know, you don't have certain guys that practice certain days, and then all of a sudden you got other guys there and other guys aren't.
This is a national best 19-time. Alabama is ranked number one of the CFP rankings. Notre Dame is ranked second, with Clemson third and Ohio State fourth. Texas A&M was fifth and Florida was sixth, followed by unbeaten Cincinnati at seventh, the best ranking for a non-Power 5 team in the seven-year history of the selection committee's rankings. Another unbeaten team from outside the Power 5, BYU, was slotted 14th. This is Esther in Sports. Restricted free agent Brandon Ingram has agreed to a five-year, $158 million contract with the New Orleans Pelicans.
First, I want to say to God be the glory. Without him, I wouldn't be healthy. I wouldn't have a chance to get back on the basketball court. I think it expanded my range out to the three-point line. I got a little more comfortable out there, and it definitely helped my game out a lot by driving past slower defenders and shooting over smaller defenders.
Ingram is the NBA's reigning most improved player after averaging a team-high 23 points in the first season with the Pelicans. The Utah Jazz will play home games before a limited number of fans when the NBA season begins. The team said Vivint Arena will reopen with a reduced seating capacity of 1,500 in lower bowl only and limited seating on the suite level. The Atlanta Braves have added another veteran arm to their rotation by signing two-time All-Star Charlie Morton to a $15 million one-year deal. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: fruits and vegetables are a must while on a diet. Therefore, I suggest carrot cake, zucchini bread, and pumpkin pie. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a happy Thanksgiving. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.